We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's nice to see Ike with the smile on his face. Last week, at Chickies and Pizzas came on, and there was no head bobbing, there was no weaving, no smile. Ike's got a million-dollar smile, right? And when Bruno comes on normally, he's in a good mood, you see it.
Yeah.
Last week, we weren't in any mood for Bruno and the hooligans.
I can't hide it. My emotions are on my sleeves, man. I can't hide it.
But even today, after Carson Wentz going down for the season with an ACL tear, yesterday, I was still in a good mood yesterday. I knew he was down with an ACL tear. When do you ever hear that the team fears an ACL tear and then he's like, oh, he's fine, never mind. You know, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that never happens.
The next day, it's not like, oh, and on second thought, he's fine. He's going to start on Sunday. No, you knew it was something serious.
I was a little down last night. Initial reaction, I'm like, damn, man, why does this always happen to us?
Did you need an Ike juice or two to get you through it?
I did. I must admit it. I got to admit, I did. But by the time I woke up this morning, you know, I'm like, all right, you got to dust yourself off. And damn it, we got Nick Foles. This is why we signed Nick. And so in case something like this happened, and it certainly dampens your spirits when you really thought the sky's the limit, right? I'm poking at my man TK down here in Taz because I'm trying to pull them out of the doldrums. But their spirits are really dampened because you can't necessarily dare to dream the biggest dream, which is a Super Bowl championship, right? So even if I don't necessarily have to dream about that right now, I can still think that this team has a good opportunity to get to the Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
And then I'll let the chips fall where they may once they get there.
Yeah, let's just worry about this is such a game-by-game situation now, like, to where fans, we look ahead, we do this, we do that. The players and the coaches are always like, nah, game-by-game. Mm-hmm. As a fan now, I become game-by-game. I'm not worried about the Cowboy game right now. I'm trying to get home, get up to New York next week, and get that win, because now at least you have a bye clinched.
Yeah.
And then you win one more game, and you get home field advantage through the entire NFC playoffs, Clint. So let's take it game by game, Mike Reese.
And people, I try to compare this to losing T.O., right? Yeah. And I know people say, oh, it's not the same. This is the quarterback. Well, it kind of is the same. And hang with me here for this. Wide receiver and quarterback are obviously different positions. The quarterback is a more impactful position. But the drop-off from Carson to Nick, is that greater than the drop-off from having T.O. to the receiving group that we had?
You're right. There's a reason why T.O. was signed. He was the missing piece.
He was the reason why you believed we could win the Super Bowl.
Yes.
When he got injured, we didn't say the season was over with, but most people felt like, damn, without him, we might can get through the NFC, but can we win it?
You know what I'll say, Ike?
People didn't know he was going to play in the Super Bowl. We didn't even know he was going to play in the Super Bowl.
T.O. going down to fans, I think, was more deflating than this. T.O. going down because...
I remember that feeling. I agree.
And for you guys, I think it was the same way. Because you've talked about how even on the field when he was getting carted off, you're like, oh, there goes the season.
Yep. I know that was my feeling. I could still see it. It was raining. It was cold. It was dreary that day against the Cowboys. We didn't even care. We had just beat the Cowboys. It's like, damn, T.O., we know his leg is broken. We know that we're going to get the worst news when we find out what the extent of that injury is. And while we knew we were a good enough team to get through the NFC, it was like T.O. gives us the edge or gives us that confidence that we can beat New England or Pittsburgh. Well, to me, this team is still good enough to get through the NFC, but without Carson, you don't think you can necessarily beat New England or Pittsburgh.
Right. No, I agree. I definitely agree. But I don't feel like the team, like you guys, you said in the locker room after the game, everybody was kind of down.
Mm-hmm.
I think the team was definitely, like, oh, man, that sucks. But these guys realize that they have a job to do and they can get this done.
And it's because they believe in the team, right? It's the whole, we got enough pieces and Nick is good enough. Nothing has changed.
No, you're right.
Nothing. And that's the way the players feel.
Yep.
Oh, we felt much worse when T.O. was injured.
You're right. I remember.
Mean, that made Donovan snap in that press conference and say, we can win without him.
Yep. Yeah.
We don't need him to win.
Yep.
He didn't like the fact that some of us felt like, damn, man, we ain't winning without T.O., man.
Well,
damn, man, we ain't winning without T.O.
I remember thinking the whole curse thing, that finally some higher authority had given the Eagles the wide receiver that they needed for so many years, and we finally had him, and an injury snaps his leg and snaps the Eagles right out of it. I felt more doomed that day. I actually feel all right today about this.
I agree. I feel much better about this situation than I did immediately following T.O. breaking his leg.
Now, the two teams that are most likely to be the 1 and 2, whether it's the Eagles 1 or 2, is still the Vikings and the Eagles. So now you have really two journeyman quarterbacks, even though Foles has had more success. Keenum against Nick Foles. Keenum's lifetime record, 19-18. Foles is 20-16.
Take that.
And that's with both of them being with Jeff Fisher. We know the success Foles had here with Chip Kelly.
15-10.
Passer rating, Keenum, 84.5. Foles, 88.1.
Take that.
How about touchdowns? Keenum, 42. Foles, 56. How about interceptions?
Smell that.
Dead even at 27.
Okay.
So here's the bottom line. Neither one of these guys is going to single-handedly come out and win the game.
Right.
So you need to work within your team with your defense and everything else, and you can still win. Case Keenum could be in the Super Bowl. He can. He can be in the Super Bowl. I don't think he's going to be leading the Vikings based on his performance alone to the Super Bowl.
But I guarantee you, they believe if they get home field advantage, they're going.
Totally agree.
I believe the same thing about us. I guarantee you, Minnesota says, if we can win at home with Case Keenum.
Yep.
Against whomever comes in here.
Agreed. Let's go back to the phones. John and Gladwin. John, Marks and Reese show. What's up,
John?
Hey, how you doing today?
Hi, John.
Yeah, you're making some really good points, which I agree with a lot of them. And I called last night and popped off after the game and made some similar points. But let me throw this out there. How did the Denver Broncos win a Super Bowl with broken-down Peyton Manning, who could barely put any velocity on the ball and barely throw the ball 25 yards.
Dominant
they
defense.
They played defense, yep. And they ran the ball.
Ran the ball, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Minnesota, we have a better running game. So if defensively we measure up, we have a better running game than they do. So I believe the way that we were going to get to the Super Bowl with Carson Wentz was defense and run the ball effectively.
You tell him, John.
50 passes were a game was not going to get us to the Super Bowl against good teams. I mean, that's what I believe, and I still think we can get there if everything else measures up.
I agree. The only way, and for those who want Doug to run the ball more, guess what? Then pray that your defense plays better. Pray that your defense keeps points off the board and doesn't force Doug to be antsy and thinks he needs to get points in bunches.
Mm-hmm.
Because the last three games are semi-irrelevant other than to get home field advantage. They are important, and you need to go and try to win these games for certain. But if you want the passes to be taken down a notch or two, then you got to run the ball more effectively, and the defense can't give up big plays.
Which they have been.
Exactly.
They've been giving up points. Now you're right. They got to tighten it up.
Yeah.
They got to tighten it up. And something.
By the way, somebody else pointed this out to me.
Yeah.
That Seattle game.
Yeah.
That first half, they rushed for over 100 yards and had 3 points.
We got to keep at it, Ike. Keep running the ball.
They rushed for over 100 yards in that first half against Seattle and had 3 points.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.